This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The era of science is over. It's all over. You're like, what? What is that?
Huh?
Well, you know, Donald Trump was elected. He's still got to get the votes from the actual Electoral College, but yeah, it seems to be a slam dunk at this point. So the scientists are nervous. Why is everybody so nervous about Donald Trump? Dude, they are making up narratives as they go. I mean, it's like, you know, even the stuff that they were making up about Obama before he came in, it pales in comparison to what they're saying about Trump. And speaking of pale face, who is, they're just playing up more racial.
Listen, it's interesting that, and I don't know, you know, I'm not a racist person, so I don't look through that lens.
Right.
But if you look through the stories that are in the news right now, you've got two things that seem to be being, I believe, orchestrated in reaction to the election. Number one, you see a lot of articles out there being pushed as if Trump being elected has created a war on women. And now women need to run for the hills,
right?
Get in your bomb shelter, move to another country because Trump is anti-woman. And there's the race card that's being played, that the election of Donald Trump was what's being called a white lash.
A white lash, yes. Yeah.
And that,
what is it, the return of white people?
Revenge of the Sith or something, right? You know,
amazing.
It's like the white people elected Donald Trump, and somehow that's being trying to be pushed forward as if to create a or reignite the war between blacks and whites in this country.
Right. We need Michael Jackson back here already. Sing it, Michael, black and white, or black and white.
I mean, if you look at the election coverage that, after the fact, you saw Van Jones was on CNN, and he was bringing up the whole white lash thing. But you also saw, I want to say it was Cokie Roberts, that was saying that she was trying to give some credit to people not wanting to elect a woman president. And that's that was a part of the reason why.
Dude, Cokie, it's that they didn't like that particular woman.
Yeah. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking, I was like, you know what? I mean, people had no, Republicans were all about, and still are a lot of them, about Sarah Palin. They really wanted her to run. They were all behind her when she was running for vice president. It's very frustrating.
Folks, don't fall for the divisiveness. I mean, it's so easy to let people manipulate your thoughts and your behaviors and actions that follow. And, you know, people that are protesting, it's like, dude, really? If you believe in an ideology that's different from whatever Trump's ideology is, and no one really knows what it is because it's changed a lot over the years, let's be honest, the idea is not protesting who got elected. It's about informing others about the policy shifts you want to see, the way you want to live. And, of course, I find it very interesting that California and Oregon are now having active movements towards secession. The left has finally woke up and said, you know what, secession, not such a bad thing. A moment before the election, super done, secession was racist. And you know.
Oh, yeah, it was a bunch of hillbillies and stuff that wanted to do that stuff, and now all of a sudden they want to do it too.
Yeah.
So, whatever, human nature is
crazy. Self-determination is not racist. Your own destiny, wanting to be in charge of your own destiny is not racist. Everything is not racist. So, look, pigmentally challenged, I am. Although there are people more pigmentally challenged than I am, I'd be dark to some people. So, it's like, God, come on, get over the pigment.
Whatever. Well, people are people. Regardless of whatever. But you know what? Listen, you know what we kind of teased as we were going into the segment here?
Yeah.
Is the reaction from the skeptics, man.
Yeah.
Over at, you know, the, what do they call it? The wretched hive of scum and villainy, science-based medicine.
Oh, yeah, that's why I opened up to say the era of science is over, because the skeptics are saying Donald Trump is ushering in a post-scientific era. Dude, this is Veterans Day, right? We've got some great guests scheduled for Veterans Day, including Coast Guard Corey, and we have as well coming up Glenn Stewart. We're going to talk about Gulf War illness. You know what? Science is responsible for the anthrax vaccine. Science is responsible for the drugs that are given to veterans in the VA that are killing them. Science is responsible for the devastation of people who have cancer with chemo radiation. That's science, okay? So we're talking about the same thing, yet these people are praising that as if it's a worthy dogma to lay down, bow down, and worship. And so the arguments made in this, those of you who want to read what this Jan Bellamy wrote, just understand that they're arguing a religious dogma because Trump has perspectives that are different than them. Right.
We have, according to them, we have elected a blasphemer.
A blasphemer. Did they use the word blasphemer?
No, there's no blasphemer.
Basically, it sounds like it.
It is, literally. I mean, he's being called the first anti-science president we've ever had.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, one of the examples they say that Trump referenced energy-saving light bulbs as causing cancer. Dude, do you know what's in those energy-saving light bulbs? Mercury.
Yeah.
Mercury is safe, according to the skeptics. Again, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with religious dogma, religious ideology, and those people that are storming the castle right now because of the election. It's a pitchfork scenario in terms of going after the church or saying my church is better than your church. And get everything out of the way. Just talk to your neighbors. I hear people talking about going back home for Thanksgiving and chatting and listening. It's like the mainstream media doesn't understand how to do that. Talk to folks and listen to them. And the scientists and the skeptics refuse to do that in this realm because all of the parents, the families of vaccine-injured children, are anti-science because they're labeled anti-vaxxer. Though they were pro-vaccine, that's how they got into this mess. They observed their children reverse, and then they report it, and they're called anti-science. That is the basis of science, is observation and reporting on those observations. So they're after Trump because, he said some stuff about vaccines. He acknowledges that they get too many too soon, as did Ben Carson, who they say, oh my gosh, what if Ben Carson comes in to head up HHS? He actually believes in things beyond just evolution, right? And the climate change issue, where Trump has called climate change a hoax and a money-making industry. Well, climate is changing, but the whole game is for money-making. It isn't to save the environment. It's not like anything we can do at this point is going to alter the temperature fluctuation in any of our lifetimes and beyond that, because it's mostly due to sun activity. However, there are things called toxic pollutants. And if Trump were to come out and say, you know what, we need to clean up the environment because toxins are bad, the skeptics would probably hit him there as being unscientific because they don't believe toxins are bad for you. See what I'm saying here?
Well, look, I mean, he's talking about repealing some EPA regulations, so that automatically, you know, makes him, an enemy. He's had some things to say about the NIH. And funding the NIH, he's got several things here, which I don't necessarily disagree with him on, but because they go against, as you say, the religious dogma of the scientism preachers that they're all running for the hills and, you know, scared, like a lot of the other crazy people online right now. But I thought it was interesting that they really have come out as aggressive as they have against him.
And the skeptics, even on the issue of Affordable Care Act, the ACA, the Obamacare, He wants to repeal that. That will leave 22 million Americans without health insurance. Well, look, it gives you, do you even give a flip about all the people that are funding those 22 million and the fact that they can't even afford it? Oh, no, no, it's okay that they can't afford it. But now we've stolen from them. So they're basically socialist and communist. And the thing is, I would argue, as I've said it many times, it isn't that I'm mean and nasty and I don't want people to have insurance coverage, but I acknowledge, unlike most in government, and these skeptics included, that the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance, because they will leave no cell unharmed as they investigate and poke and prod you and test you and radiate you to find something, some disease that they can treat with other things that can just as soon kill you as help you. But I'm unscientific because I bring that inconvenient truth up.
How's blasphemer.
That? Yeah.
Blasphemer.
More blasphemy. So, immigration. Even they get him on immigration. He's like, I want to check out these immigrants to make sure they're not coming in here to do us harm. Oh, you know, that's blasphemy, right? So why would the scientist people care about that?
Because they are worried that if he builds a wall, that foreign scientists might be dissuaded from working or studying here.
If a foreign scientist can't figure out how to get around the wall, they're not smart enough to come here as a scientist anyway. So send them out with the skeptics. This is absolutely incredible.
It's silliness. Yeah. It's silliness. And I will point out one thing that just really got my attention, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
They on the subject of vaccination.
Yep.
Get this. First sentence here. They say, both David Gorski and our good friend Orak have done a masterful job of keeping up with Trump's anti-vaccination rhetoric. Now, David Gorski and Orak are both the same person.
Wow.
But they're talking about him like they're two different people.
Yeah. I think there's schizophrenia in here somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, pretty incredible.
A little bunch of clowns.
Back it down, Grandma. You guys chill out. Now, I don't think this is largely happening in our audience, so I may be preaching to the choir, so to speak. But, you know, if you can talk to some people that are so afraid of, oh, my gosh, Trump's president now, white people are going to start lynching black people again. Are you kidding me? We've just had a president of African-American descent, apparently, as they say. For eight years.
And he was elected by a bunch of white people, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Never mind. Don't pay attention to the white people that voted for Barack Obama. Anyway, you're not white. You're not black. You're not red. You're not yellow. Your soul, and that's what's on the inside. Let it come out. That's the vitamin L, the divine love that we talk about here, especially, of course, with the DACA detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. All right, so we got Veterans Day happening. Real quick, there was a quick question of the day I want to get to. It was a question about using kefir in the silver aloe protocol for recovery, you know, if they don't have probiotics and they're making their own. Yeah, if you're making your own organic raw kefir, it's a great way to replenish. So you do your silver, your aloe together three times a day on an empty stomach, and you drink your kefir at night before you go to bed on the protocol. It isn't about having a quintillion, drillion, whatever, microbes to throw back in there. It's about having the terrain restored so that even kefir and other fermented foods can do the job. All right, thanks for that. We're going into Veterans Day with Coast Guard Corey after the break, and then we'll be talking with Glenn Stewart again. It's been a while since we had him on. Thanks to all the veterans for serving. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and a light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with our Veterans Day acknowledgement and recognition, an active serviceman in the Coast Guard. You know him. Coast Guard Corey is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How you doing, Corey?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Doing well. I figure your alignment with defending and protecting the Constitution and all that goes with it hasn't strayed a bit since we first connected.
Not a bit. In fact, I appreciate it more now than I ever have.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, we've got coming up a veteran from the Desert Storm, Desert Shield, talking about Gulf War illnesses and things like that. I feel like the vets have been just hammered by their own government, and that's I don't want to say appreciated, but it's certainly an underreported reality. And if you talk to vets from various backgrounds and when they served, their health is distinct and different.
I would agree. And I, in fact, if I was at a veteran's hospital today handing out thank you cards from elementary students with a couple of my shipmates, and you could tell the difference in health by when they served in the military. Talked with the World War II vet today, and he was very, very mentally with it and looked like he was in great shape. And I suspect that has to do with the time period that they served in and what was happening with them when they served.
That's an interesting observation, Corey, because since World War II, you move into Vietnam. I don't know if so much in the Korean conflict, but in Vietnam for sure, Dow and Monsanto started dropping things that were just devastating to all life on the planet, including the people exposed to it. And then, of course, in the Gulf War illness, we've reported on the vaccine cocktails, particularly the anthrax vaccine. Have you ever seen any military active or retired affected by these shots?
I have. I can't go into details or anything, but I can tell you I've personally seen some stuff that I wish I could talk about because it goes right into your message, Robert.
Gotcha. Well, when you were talking to this World War II vet, was there any, I mean, is that something you can talk about, how amazing his health is, how he's so present compared to other veterans of a more recent conflicts?
Yes. He was, you could see the health in his eyes, his smile, and just his general demeanor was very happy and peaceful and just wanted to give us lessons in life that he had and appreciate everything that you have and how his love for America. I'll tell you, it was really charged my batteries. It's great to be around people like that.
Well, it is exciting. And, of course, it's an era that I don't think the millennials know much about anymore. And there was a time where adherence to the Constitution was something that was very seriously undertaken. And we don't want to take that lightly now. We just hope and pray with all the vets that have served since then that have been hammered medically. And I said, I know you can't go further into that, but I acknowledge that, and we're going to cover that with Glenn Stewart next hour since he's not active service at the moment. The reality is our body has a constitution, as does our country, and we ignore either at our own peril.
Spot on.
So any other... yeah, go ahead, Corey.
You mentioned, what was it, Bayer and Monsanto for World War II or Syngenta? Aren't those the folks that are making our seeds?
Yes, some of them are. They're trying to patent and, of course, corner the market on seed technology that would mandate the participation by purchasing new seed every year rather than having to save the heirloom variety that our ancestors have been growing for a long time. That's another problem in terms of government being purchased by corporations, global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States and its Constitution.
Yep. And with the current political cycle, I like to vote with my dollar, and I don't give those guys one penny of my vote when we're talking about the GMOs.
Yep. Coast Guard Corey is definitely 100% non-GMO. I remember the scooter with the bumper stickers.
I miss that scooter. I just ran over to work. Pick that scooter now, but I love that ride.
Oh, that was awesome. Well, listen, any final message for our veterans out there, Corey?
Keep your head on a swivel. We live in crazy times. Appreciate your service and the foundation that you've laid down for us to live on your legacy.
Yep, and thank you, Coast Guard Corey, for your service, keeping our eyes open on what's on the horizon as well, and stepping up for real food as opposed to genetically engineered food. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right, Robert.
All right, back with Glenn Stewart after this break. You're going to hear about Gulf War illness in the VA.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Veterans issues are not something that's strange to us or, our support of those things, particularly in integrative and holistic ways out of the mess that the VA has got so many veterans into. And it is Veterans Day, of course. We don't limit it to Veterans Day, but we have a friend of the program back on, first time in a while. Glenn Stewart, welcome back. Thanks for the service to your country and also the service to the vets, because you've been working very hard on the issue of Gulf War illness for many years now.
Good morning, and thank you for having me back on.
Well, we appreciate all of your efforts to not only raise awareness, because that's only part of it, but to really bring solutions to these guys and gals that have suffered severely under what's called Gulf War illness, what we would consider to be vaccine-induced, environmental-induced illnesses that go beyond what they consider the normal hazards of the war theater, so to speak.
The main culprit right now is pointing to the anthrax vaccine, which right. would explain why non-deployed have also developed Gulf War illness.
Yeah, one of the most profound interviews I ever did was with a journalist, television and media journalist, Gary Matsumoto, who wrote the book Vaccine A, and suddenly found himself unemployed and couldn't find work as a journalist because he was a Boy Scout. He did the right thing. He investigated. He it led him there. He wrote a book about it, and suddenly, whoa, you can't go there.
Well, I look at vaccines, and you look at when I grew up, we hardly had any vaccines as a child, you know, and I was a perfectly healthy kid. These kids today going to public school, I mean, it's insane how many vaccines and the cover-up that has been involved. The CDC has been exposed, the lies on the research when it comes to the MMR vaccine and autism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it raises obviously a big question that what I've called the third rail of medical politics doesn't want raised, and that is the issue of vaccine safety and efficacy. Is it even warranted? Is it a viable option? And of course, when you go into to serve in the U.S. military in any of the branches and they inject you with numerous vaccinations, I would say any or all of them are experimental, certainly in combination. And then we start adding all of these adjuvants, including the squalene of the vaccine in the anthrax variety. I just don't find that to be a normal hazard where somebody would sign up for the military realizing they could be put in harm's way, but they didn't expect that they would be put in harm's way the moment they signed up and they were injected with experimental medicaments.
Exactly. I mean, it's all experimental. It's all theory. And, you know, the question is, do you want to trust these people that are backed by pharmaceutical companies with your health and the health of your children and your grandchildren? To me, it's just illogical to do this, you know, to do so.
Glenn, for those that don't know you, it's been a while since we had you on. Can you review your service so people understand what you've been through?
Well, I'm a veteran of the first Gulf War, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, which, you know, in essence has been the forgotten war, you know, and it was a quick war. But unfortunately, you know, due to exposure to chemical weapons, which, yes, Iraq did have them and did use them, and also the fact that we were given experimental drugs, we were forced to take experimental drugs and take experimental vaccines, which had not even cleared or been tested through the FDA, we were forced to take those. So now there's over 250,000 of us that are sick, dead, or dying, you know, due to a lot of different health issues. And for the VA, you know, you're talking about over 23 years of denial. Mm-hmm. You go to the VA and then basically try to push it off as a psychosomatic problem like PTSD or stress.
Right. Well, who is talking about this as a vast experiment on our troops and our veterans at this point? Because, as I said, when you sign up to serve, you think, okay, I'm protecting, defending the Constitution, the people, all of that. And yet you're assaulted, not by bullets on the battlefield necessarily, but by needles from the doctors within the armed services. Did you think that when you signed up, that you would be considered guinea pigs or lab rats for the pharmaceutical industrial complex?
No, because I went with a pure heart. I know why I joined. I joined because I wanted to protect my country. And I trusted. I trusted my generals. I trusted all those in power. I trusted the Secretary of Defense. I trusted them to do what is right and just and correct for the troops. And then when we come back and we start come back sick and you start
you know, I started investigating, researching, and then come to find out, wow, these people lied to us.
Yeah.
They lied the entire time.
Well, and
it feels like somebody stabbed you in the back.
Right. And I think, you know, that acknowledgement is something that I woke up many years ago, that I was lied to about modern medicine and my body and my healing. And it's across the board is the point here. Not to get political, there's been plenty of that going around, but, you know, as another explanation is the two outsiders that were Bernie Sanders and Trump. Why were they so appealing to the voters? Where an establishment politician ultimately was not, is because people are wanting change. They may not know what that change is they're asking for, but there's definitely that suspicion. We've been lied to by the establishment, political elites, etc., and they've been paying lip service to the vets and the VA in cleaning it up. I pray that Donald Trump will actually succeed where others before him have failed, even if they had ever intended to clean it up. I'm not sure. But it seems like Trump may be sincere about that, but we'll keep an eye on that. So what is something that our listeners, my listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, can do to support you and your efforts?
I would say the big thing would be call your senators, call your congressmen, call and send letters to the president. Call all those elected officials and say, look, enough is enough. You guys, you know, what you're doing with these veterans is barbaric and inhumane. It is disgusting. It is totally un-American. It's insane that they defend us, and here you turn around and you basically throw them in the gutter like a piece of trash waiting for them to die.
Yeah, the concept of cannon fodder, but in a new way, the cannon fodder for, again, Big Pharma. Very interesting, it's devastating when I hear these stories, and of course I've been covering it for many years, and I know you've been at it as well. Now, Glenn, on this Veterans Day, you're heading up to, was it in South Dakota? Mm-hmm. Where are you heading now?
North Dakota. Sacred Stone Camp.
So you're going up to the Sacred Stone Camp. So tell me, what is it about what's going on up there that resonates with you? I understand you're bringing a lot of donated items, products, clothing, shelter type support. What is it about what's going on there that you acknowledge and recognize as a military veteran that you see in alignment here?
Well, I'm going up there because I look at, well, one, today I'm on the road right now. I pulled up at a rest stop, but what better way to celebrate Veterans Day than to drive up there, which I will be arriving tomorrow on my birthday. I don't, you know, that's like a birthday gift to me.
Happy birthday.
I'm going up there because, you know, I see all the cover-ups that the government has done through the years, you know, all the lies, the corruption of big oil companies, you know, the fracking, all, you know, these power elite have such a grasp within our political system that they don't care what happens to the environment. They don't care they don't look at the future. All they're looking at is greed, how much money I can make. If it ends up killing 10,000, 100,000 people, they don't care.
Yes.
As long as they keep on pulling in money. You know, and it's time for us, the U.S. citizens, the citizens of this world, to start banding together and to put a stop to the dependency on oil and coal. Renewable energies have been proven that they are feasible. The technology is there, and it is absolutely possible to become oil independent.
Sure. Now, the issue up there in North Dakota, what they call, I think, in England, a sticky wicket. I mean, there's so many layers of misunderstandings and lies that are going back and forth. I mean, we're going back into the history of the Native American treaties with the U.S. government. Is the U.S. government operating on behalf of multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state? I mean, these are real serious questions, and I don't have a definitive answer at this moment, but you feel...
Well, the big thing, people try to argue, well, this is private land. Well, if you do a little bit of research, you will realize that land that the Native Americans are talking about where the pipeline is going through, no. In reality, that is actually indigenous people's land. It was provided to them during the Laramie Treaty of 1851. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about the U.S. government. You heard the term Indian giver as one that gives a gift and it takes it back, right?
Right.
Well, how about the U.S. government that signs a treaty of 1851 and then 10 years later comes back to that Indian population and says, oh, by the way, I need to steal 10,000 acres from you this time.
Right.
15 years later, they turn around and, oh, I need another 20,000 acres from you. And they keep on taking and taking.
Glenn, it sounds like the U.S. government speaks with forked tongue, as they have with the veterans. So I see the alignment here and the compassion you have for those people as well. And like you said, Veterans Day is a thing that I don't know that we can go to the depths of it in any one segment, any one show, or any 10 shows. But, Glenn, I'm so appreciative of your efforts. We have linked up in the show notes to go to your site through Google Plus, as well as a YouTube link where they can watch and follow you there, as well as Twitter accounts to keep up with the Gulf War illness and your efforts to support those troops. And hopefully we can reform this thing called the VA and correct all these wrongs.
I do hope so. The biggest thing I see, one of the biggest ways of breaking the corruption within the VA would to be to dismantle the AFGE, which is the American Federal Government Employee Union.
Wow, you bring up something huge. I got to hold you over. All right, stand by. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Glenn Stewart here on Veterans Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, we got Glenn Stewart on with us, and he just opened up a huge can of worms.
Right? What a cliffhanger right before the break there. But
right.
I'm interested to hear what this AFGE union is.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with this union that you think is standing in the way of the corrections that can be made and need to be made at the VA to serve the veterans who have served their country?
Well, the AFGE is the union where VA employees fall under. And the big problem is that they have built, over the decades, they have built such a strong bureaucratic system within the VA. They have managed to get laws passed to the point where you cannot touch a VA employee. You cannot fire them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless they murder somebody, you look at some of these VA executives and directors that caught in doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They were fired. They appealed, you know, they turn around, they get fired. Most of them, they just get reassigned to a new location.
Right.
When they get caught doing something wrong, all they do is they move them to a different center in the state. And it's the taxpayer that ends up paying the expense of moving them.
Right.
So to me, the biggest thing would dismantle the AFGE, hold these people accountable where, hey, bottom line, you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, they can be held accountable for their crimes.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. You talk about they'd have to murder someone to get fired or worse. The reality is in that VA system, we're losing veterans every day. Now, I'm not saying it's intentional murder, but the end result is the same, that they're dying needlessly, they're suffering needlessly. We have other ways to go to support them, including the use of cannabidiol for PTSD and other methods that would be more helpful than harmful. Unfortunately, as I said, Big Pharma owns the VA as it owns much of our government. And we pray that this can change now with a new administration in place that isn't owned by that group. We'll see what happens. But again, Glenn, is there any other message that you have to your fellow veterans suffering from Gulf War illness in terms of ways to get out of this mess, maybe outside of the VA, things that you found successful?
I would tell veterans suffering from Gulf War illness to please research your ailments and look for natural remedies. Because the pharmaceutical approach, the ideology of pill pushing does not work. And in fact, it may have adverse issues later on, like destruction of your liver and your pancreas and so on.
Yeah.
Look at natural remedies. And if they have questions about such, they can email me because I have put together a supplement list that actually is helping me.
Beautiful. Glenn, what's your email address? We'll let everybody know. It'll be in the show notes.
It's going to be at gulfwarillness1@gmail.com, and that's all together, gulfwarillness1@gmail.com.
And that's the number one, right? Correct?
Correct.
Yeah, Gulf War, and that's also how to follow you on Twitter. Well, thank you for your service and your continuing service to vets all across this land, and also, the Native Americans that you're going up to support like I said, there's so many layers, but I'm glad you brought up the treaty. We're going to be looking more into that to cover it in more in depth, but your efforts are definitely not in vain. We're getting the word out, and the vets will learn of this. Those who haven't heard yet, there are ways to go. Send an email to Glenn Stewart, gulfwarillness1@gmail.com. He'll get back to you with a list of things that are helping him. And if you ever have a question for us, you can call 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com and leave a message or question there as well. Super Don, any Veterans Day message we want to put out there before we have to wrap it up?
Well, like I said, it's really good to hear from you again, Glenn, and we'll follow up with you to see how things are going. I just want to say you are going to be doing some live streaming from North Dakota when you get there. Is that correct?
Correct.
So they can go to your Facebook page, right, and be able to see what's going on there?
Correct.
Okay, we'll include that link in the show notes so everybody can get plugged in there.
You'll see that from Captain Morgan. So, folks, again, it isn't enough to pay lip service to the veterans. They've done an incredible job keeping us safe and free. We may have political issues with those in leadership sending them around the world, but we want to support them and we want to bring that healing to them that Glenn Stewart is working to bring as well. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.